Well, this is the old grim part of the building, last known as Booker. I think people know this old part as Pharaoh's or the old Liberal Club site. It's fairly derelict with leaky roofs and buckets catching drips of water, and there's a lot of work doing to it in here.
Do you own this part of the building then? Will you be using this at some point?
We've got leases on the whole part of the building. Eventually we sorted out a mortgage to buy the whole place, and this particular part we'd love to see very much being open for community use. A town centre, community centre if you like, that people can feel like is their place, they can come to 7 days a week.
Let's go and have a look at the rest of it then. So Paul, tell us where we are now, because we've come inside this huge room that is looking fantastic.
It's our new auditorium, which was the big dance floor and staging area. So we've created a new stage and new seated area. We've kept the dance floor though, because we liked that. So this is where the church meets.
So we've got sort of a stage area here. You've got music stands, room for instruments. Presumably there'll be live music here.
Yeah, always live music. We have a band on a Sunday morning, so it's quite contemporary, hopefully very contemporary, very accessible, and we generally have a good time. So this room is ideal for what we want.
It doesn't look very churchy, if you don't mind me saying.
We didn't want it to look churchy because it's a building. The people are the churchy bit, the people are the bit that make up the church. The building is a great tool, and of course we wanted it to be welcoming. And if you've never been into a church before, if you suddenly see all of the accoutrements of a church building, that can be a bit scary. But this is a building that people would feel comfortable and familiar with. It's more of a conference centre-y feel, but a bit slick, hopefully, a bit modern.
You've got these comfy chairs, you've got a space which presumably you can alter to suit your needs, so you can move your chairs around, you can alter the space depending on what you want to do.
Yeah, we've tried to be as flexible as we can, so all the chairs can go away. We've kept the dance floor and polished that up so we can roll the carpet back and we can have the dance floor returned as well if we want to have a party in here. So, it really is an all-purpose room.
Where's the money come from for all of this? Because, I mean, this is a fantastic old building, but it can't have been cheap to do all this work.
It's been a massive step of faith, and I have to say the congregation have been amazing. So it's pretty much been the vision and inspiration of the congregation that have given generously. So it's not been funded by anybody other than the church itself. The members of the church that have looked at it really believed in what we're trying to do, reaching the community in a different way in a new location. And they've just dug deep, and they've given financially, but they've more importantly, they've given massively of their time. So all the renovation work, apart from the rewiring, the electrical, which has obviously got to be done, has been done by members of the church. The painting, woodwork, plastering, you name it, they've done it. They've been phenomenal.
Can you put a figure on what it's cost?
I think the most up-to-date figure I have, with legal fees, tying up with solicitors, getting in here, paying the electrician, all the materials and everything, I think it's probably under £40,000. But if you look at what we've achieved for that, that is mind-blowing.
That's not bad, really, is it, for a space like this? What's your vision for the future? Because it's about more than just services, isn't it?
Yeah, we want the building eventually to be used 7 days a week. It's important to us that people see this building as their building. So I would love to see conferences taking place in this big auditorium area. We'd love to see it being too small eventually and filling it completely. One of the things I'm quite excited about are the possibilities of weddings taking place in here. So people could feel that this is an accessible place, they could do an affordable wedding. And it's a great way for us as a community, a church community, to connect with the town community.
You've had one already, haven't you?
We have indeed. We had a wedding a fortnight ago in a kind of virtually finished building. And it was absolutely fantastic. So the service took place in here and a kind of mini cupcake reception next door. And the feel and the vibe of the whole day was fantastic. It was a very special time.
Well, best of luck with the church. I mean, it's an amazing place. I really hope it takes off for you. The idea presumably is that everything, the food bank, the cafe, everything will come over here ultimately, will it?
I think we'll do more and more here. To some extent, we'll keep many of our activities in our old building because that's suitable for some occasions and smaller things. So we'll continue with that. So rather than a transfer, it's more of an expansion rather than just a relocation. So both sites are going to be carrying on being busy. But obviously, this gives us the scope to do an awful lot more in our community.